scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So we do a lot of online shopping all the time, and obviously a lot of people buying stuff on Amazon and also returning things that you may not like.
They make it so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy. You just
one-click buy, and then you don't like it. You're like, one-click return.
Yep, and you have to pay shipping, right? They don't even make you do that. But it looks like if you abuse it, you might lose it. Amazon can actually ban you for returning items too often.
Wow.
So looks like reports are that trickling out that a number of Amazon customers who have been returning too much stuff have actually been banned from the site without warning.
Wow. Okay.
So people are trying to figure out why they, if you get the boot after hitting a certain number of items, or if it's a percentage of your overall purchases, but either way, it's something to keep in mind, especially if you have a habit of shopping and maybe doing a little late night shopping.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I didn't mean to buy this.
Yeah, or this isn't even my size.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that will never happen to me because I hate returning stuff.
Yeah.
So much that sometimes I end up keeping things I don't even want just because returning it is such a hassle.
I have some stuff that it's either like it's, you know, needs to be fixed, like it's under a warranty. Haven't sent it back, and it's just piling up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know it's not that big of a deal, but you still have to coordinate with your postal person or whatever. You still have to get it out the door. You have to have, like, the right tape to tape it back up if it's a box, and then you have to, like, put it in someone's hands.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. So, Johnny, you love hot dogs, right?
I love hot
Coming
dogs.
Coming up on Memorial Day weekend, are you going to be eating some hot dogs?
I probably eat some hot dogs, yeah. Burgers, hot dogs, everything.
Do you ever think about what's in the hot dogs?
Nope. I don't want to think about what's in them.
Okay, well, you're not alone, because while Americans eat 20 billion hot dogs a year, a new survey from Hormel's Applegate division found that 43% of us are too scared to find out what's in them. Oh, women are more afraid of hot dog ingredients than men, however, which is, I guess, an interesting twist.
That's strange.
50% of females are scared to find out what's in hot dogs compared to 37% of men. The survey found that 33% of Americans avoid hot dogs because they think that they're made with low-quality meat, chemicals and artificial ingredients, and that 70% of Americans wish hot dogs were made with fewer ingredients.
But then that wouldn't be a hot dog.
No, I know, and really all I care about is I want it in the bun faster.
Right. It would just be like a sausage or a brat.
Yeah.
All those ingredients.
Plus, a lot of the hot dogs you buy these days seem, you know, they're like, they put on the package. It's like good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
With nitrates,
all beef,
is bad stuff.
Some other things.
Some other things that we're not thinking about.
The good stuff is outweighing the bad stuff lately. From what
the experience of eating it outweighs the terror.
And
the terror.
Either way, honestly, are you going to stop eating hot dogs either way?
No.
No. So there you have it. Enjoy your hot dogs this Memorial Day weekend. That's trending topics for today.